I think the reaction in Nigeria is that of some extent disappointment and some extent casting very serious doubt on the ability of the young man to carry out the crime that he has been accused of. So, in a nutshell, I think Nigerians are really very skeptical, in as much as they are not doubting the American officials, especially the airline officials and the security officials for the allegations against the young man. Nigerians are also very worried that such a young man from a very noble background could, think or contemplate, carrying out such an activity.
What we are reading in the Washington Post here in Washington is that his father, who is a banker, might have warned the authorities about how his son was becoming a religious extremist. Is that information also there in Nigeria?
Papers today have reported that really the father, kept noticing some fundamental changes to such an extent that he informed the American authorities and, of course, through the Nigerian embassy here in Abuja on the apparent change of attitude from his own son. And more so that we were told that the young man, after finishing his engineering course in London, moved to Dubai to do a business administration postgraduate studies, after which he established a link with some people in Yemen. In some respect, the character of Farouk Murtala apparently reinforcing so many people that because of his level of composure and organization, he might possibly have been recruited by such an extremist group.
Professor, as you said, you are close to the family. Have you been able to talk to the father?
I have not been able to talk to the father personally. It's quite a moment of grief for all of us, especially having known the character of the father, a very respected individual, someone who does not believe in overt publicity, and now is at the center stage of global attention because of allegation against his child. So it's not been easy for me to really get across to the father, but I still have quite a very close relationship with a few people that are part of that family. I do think that the issue here is that of a lot of sympathy and appreciation rather than an outright condemnation of what the young man is alleged to have committed or tried to commit.
Do you think this incident might add a new dimension in terms of how authorities see Nigerians coming out of Nigeria to different international cities?
I don't think this allegation against Farouk Abdulmutallab in itself is capable of constituting any serious diplomatic tension between Nigeria and either United States of America in particular or Western Europe in general. The most serious crisis I think that Nigeria faces today is in the area of dubious businessmen that are all over the place, doubtful characters that continue to deceive people across the globe in the name of making money and et cetera, et cetera.